Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Community, a show about community. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity, and we have a website in the works. It's not out yet. There's a Discord for podcasters. I might get around to linking. I don't know, but you can definitely send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/MTACpod. We would love to hear from you, and we'll try to play all those on the show, but we've gotten literally none, and so we'll see. Anyway, today is going to be a little bit different. We're still reviewing the show, but we're going to take some advice we got, and we're going to try a different format, and we want you to let us know how you like it. We're going to just go episode by episode, give kind of an overview, some favorite moments, our letter grade, and then move on to the next one, just to maybe some trivia in there. Just let us know what you think. But as always, to do this, I am being joined by my co-host, my friend, and now my co-writer, Marty Shores. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm good. I'm great. Today's been a good day. Like, genuinely, I've been so lazy, but like, it's been so good.
That's good. That's very good. I'm glad somebody's been lazy. I've been working all day.
Dude, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I think I might have been sick. I might still be sick. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm good. If I don't sound sick, I might not be. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't think you sound sick. But, you know, knock on wood, like, hope. A podcast
where
it's just silent. It's just silent. Yeah. Dude, I'm there. We're good.
Yep.
I did too. You probably couldn't hear it, but
I could hear it. And we're good.
Oh, could you?
Yeah. So today we're talking about investigative journalism, interpretive dance, and romantic expressionism. So spoiler warning for all three of those, but we're going to go episodically this time. We're just going to kind of talk about them. You've been warned for investigative journalism. So Marty, you want to kind of talk about what this episode's about, just in overview?
So, I mean, first of all, let's get the cat out of the bag. Jack Black is in this episode.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. And he's so good. And I grew up with Jack Black, as we all did. I'm sure, like, he was, I don't want to say the first, because Robin Williams was probably the first, but he was one of the, like, first comedians that I ever, you know, knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was in this episode, I was like, oh my god, it's Jack Black, like, he's so cool. And like, I really enjoyed him this whole episode. Like, Buddy is so funny, and I wish we got more of that. But I mean, it's Jack Black, like, I doubt he's gonna come back. But
he doesn't,
but I just, you know what, that's a spinoff, just an episode of him with his crew at the end, like
the cool group. So him, Starburns, cool group, Owen Wilson, and what's
the
her name?
The goth looking.
No, she's a model. I don't remember what her name is.
Is a model.
So I'm watching this on Amazon Prime, and Amazon has like her whole like life story on it. It's weird. Like, I would not have expected her in this, but like, she's got like a whole career. I recommend looking it up. I'm not going to talk about it. But
Amazon's weird. You got to watch a show, and they're like, "Here's this character who plays this one obscure, or here's this actor who plays this one obscure character, and all the details of their life."
Yes, but they also couldn't tell me what Porky's was. They're missing
Amazon,
reference.
Man. Amazon. They are.
So yeah, Jack Black's here. I told you before we started recording that there's an interesting story behind that. And so this is your first bit of trivia. So Dan Harmon and Rob Schraub wrote what has been lovingly referred to as the greatest pilot never picked up to series called Heat Vision and Jack, which was like, I don't even, it's like about this like robotic car, I believe. And Jack Black, it might not have been a car. It's been a minute since I've read into it.
Yeah, you're good.
But essentially it was like this superhero team, very similar to Knight Rider, but like it was phenomenal. And Jack Black was the star of that. And this was like back in, I want to say 1998 or like 2002. I don't remember which one. I watched Harmontown, the movie. It was interesting, and that's kind of where I heard about it. But that's how they knew each other, and so that's why Jack Black's here, because he and Harmon kind of have a backstory.
Oh, nice.
Yes. It's cool stuff. So I wanted
it to is very cool stuff.
To tell the story. There are podcasts. I think there's an episode that came out a couple days ago. I follow Rob Schraub, and so he had talked about that a couple of days ago, actually. I don't remember the name of the show to plug it, but if you look at his Twitter feed, you'll probably find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick. That's so cool. I love when stuff like that happens. Like, people just know people and they're like, sure, I'll come on the show. And it's like, dude, you're Jack Black. Like,
well, that's, sick. I mean, yeah. And as a podcaster, I'm discovering very quickly that's just how Hollywood works. Like, people know people.
People know people.
Here's the first time I'm going to plug this interview. When I was talking to Larry Houston for Much Talk About Nothing, he was talking about all the, like, just his friends. Like, Bruce Timm's a good friend of his, which I don't know if you've seen Batman the Animated Series, but yeah, Bruce Timm is the man. So he worked two doors down from Stan Lee, and he was just talking about Stan, and me and my co-host Grant over there were just like, wait a second, are you just casually dropping Stan Lee? He's like, yeah, well, I worked with him for 10 years. It's like, I'm sorry.
Just so casual. Just, yeah, I knew the legend. What?
Yeah. Well, he also like went and did stuff with Carl Weathers. Like, I'm not going to spoil the interview. Go listen to that if you're interested in like Marvel or animation or fun stories about cool people. It'll be out by the time you hear this. Probably. Good stuff. But it's just interesting to me that like everybody seems to know everybody. Like, cool people know cool people, and it's just kind of cool.
It does. It's kind of cool that cool people know cool people.
It is. And I'm hoping to be cool people so I know cool people.
Dude, your tweet the other day on the Much Talk About Nothing Twitter was so good. Like,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I always wonder, I'm like, is this too meta for people?
I got the notification for it, and I don't know why, but I got the notification for it, and I was like, Grant, you're a genius. I was going to text you about it, but then, I don't know, I forgot.
We ended up texting something sitcom-related.
Probably.
Thank you. I was wondering if anybody was actually, like, reading that. Like, you always wonder, it's like, am I wasting my time here? No, I guess not. So, thank you. I don't actually remember.
Well, legally, I had to read it because you mentioned both of our podcasts, and so I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's true. Legally, you had to read it.
For legal purposes, to make sure that you're not firing me, like I had
yes. right. Now, if I had to fire you, we'd have to like pull out a form, like I guess the next episode, but or third episode, I don't remember. Well, anyway, we'll get there.
Yeah, we're like you have to rebrand the sitcom. You're just like, you cross out my name.
Grant writes a sitcom.
But you don't bother to remove it. It's just a red line.
Yes. That would be hilarious. But
I
also feel like that's just like an in case of death, do this. So like if I die off in the middle of it, you just like, and Marty writes a sitcom.
Dude, honestly, if one of us dies, which like hopefully we don't, but like I give you full permission to do that.
But
like I'm going to be up in heaven, like, all right, I get it.
Yeah, it's...
Fair enough.
Yeah, knock on wood again, but yeah. It would work better for you, though, because then it'd be like, well, Grant died, and Marty writes a sitcom.
Grant, oh my God, we put Grant, and then you put died, and I'm like, under...
Oh, that's my type of humor, but it's also like really terrible. Anyway,
it's so dark, but it's so funny.
Speak of good humor that's also terrible. Jack Black's daydream in this episode was phenomenal. With Annie and Britta like fighting in the pool full of whipped cream, and
they have the cheerleader costumes on. joke's on you. I'm not wearing.
Yes.
He's so good.
Oh, and it, yeah. And then Jack Black's just sitting there in the toga.
That might have been a dream.
With the burger. I don't even care who wins.
I love, and then Britta was just like, what? And then he said something along the lines of, I sleep a lot in class. That might have been a dream.
That was exactly what he said. And yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting better at memorizing things.
You are. But yes, I just love that whole interaction. I always thought it was hilarious. Yeah. I also like how Abe kept making MASH references. And then he's like, Jeff, what's your favorite episode of MASH?
You've never seen it.
Jeff's like the one with the army.
Yeah, it's so good. And MASH is one of those shows that, like, I've never seen it, but I know what it is. Like, everyone knows what it is.
I've seen a couple of episodes. I know what you mean. Yeah,
but it's like everyone knows MASH, and it's so funny. I also enjoyed like Buddy's singing. Like, he sang so much.
Yes.
Spanish daddy and it's better when you're buddy. Like, it's so good. And
his Annie song.
The Annie song.
Which led to one of the biggest joke, like the most running joke we have in this
Annie's
thing.
Pretty young. We try not to sexualize her.
And every time Allison Brie's in something, like she was in Promising Young Woman, and it like the thing below it was just, or like the comments below everything was just, Annie's pretty young. We try not to sexualize her. Just like anytime Gillian Jacobs is in anything, it's, oh, Britta's in this, which is another line we'll get to later. Not in this. But,
I love the him like ranting, and it's just, I was thinking as a group we could start saying "you go girl," not in a way that's, you know, oh, I'm so cool saying "you go girl," but in a way that we're kind of winking at it. Bottom line, you guys need a chubby, agile guy. Did anyone see Paul Blart Mall Cop? I cannot speak. Dang, Jack Black, I get it. I'm like that, okay? I'm fat and I'm physical, okay? And I'm strong and I can kick. And then he kicks Jeff in the nose.
And Jeff starts bleeding, and I have the line.
It's so good. It's my favorite Jeff line. It's like, it's up there.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just a little nosebleed. I get them when it's dry and when my face gets kicked.
It's so good.
So good.
I enjoyed the when they were kind of voting whether to keep Buddy in or out, you know?
Yeah.
And Abed goes, I like his idea of ironically saying, you go girl. And then Troy goes, you go girl, Abed, you go girl. And then they both snap.
They do the little, oh yeah, I can't remember. Do they do the handshake or do they just snap?
I think they just snap. I think they just do the, like, you know, classic mean girl snap of like,
yeah,
you go girl. And then like, I can't snap. But anyway.
Yes.
There you go.
I enjoyed later on in that scene, though, when Britta's like, guys, let's take a vote. How about a secret vote? Everybody cover your eyes. We won't know the results. We'll say your vote out loud, says Pierce. And then Shirley, we'll know each other's voices. And then Pierce goes, Troy's got a point.
I know. It's so good. Oh, Pierce is funny, man. He says such inappropriate things, but it's so funny sometimes. Like,
oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, I lost it at I started dying laughing at one of his scenes in, and we'll get to this, one of his quotes in the last episode that we're going to go over. And my mom was like, what is so funny? And I could not stop laughing to get it out.
Honestly, you know, we can go ahead and go there here in just a second. I have one more quote, and if you're out, we can go ahead and move on to the second episode and kind of work our way through. But I just like where Annie's like, if we're going to add a chair for every bong-ripping good time Charlie with a song in his heart, I move we institute hazing. But like right before that, Troy was talking about his ratio to hip girth, or his ratio of girth to hip flexibility was amazing after he kicked Jeff in the nose.
It's so good. The whole episode is so good. Like, I loved when Buddy was like crawling across the table to try to stay in the group. Oh, yes. And when he was like, I'm not leaving. And then he was like, he studied Spanish, but the words that he was saying, I don't know if you noticed this or not, it was the Spanish 101 rap. Like,
sort of.
It was sort of. It wasn't fully the Spanish 101 rap, but it was enough to where it was like, all right, that's a reference to that.
Yes. But also the words were wrong. So it's like, where are you, library? Where are you, restaurant? Which is either like the most like, oh, depressing thing ever, or Senior Chang is just the worst at teaching Spanish.
Where are you, Christmas? Anyway.
Exactly. That's exactly where my head went. Where are you, library? Where are you, restaurant?
Yeah. They should have done that.
But then that would have ruined the joke.
It would have, but also I feel that would have been funny for a Christmas episode.
It would have been.
It would have been like Abed 100% would have started singing that.
Okay, so there are singing Christmas episodes. We'll get there when we get to regional holiday music.
But I love the end credit scene too of when they're all trying to get in with the cool kids. And so Abed and Troy do their Spanish 101 rap. Mm-hmm. And they're like, guys, no, we got it. And then Pierce walks in. He's like, I can't believe your lack of loyalty. Get out of here. And then he's like, and then he looks to Starburns and he's like, so did you get my application? And Starburns is like, dude, we're not gonna pick you. And he just starts singing, I'm getting rid of Rita. I'm getting rid of the she's a teeny. Like, and they both songs were in it, and it's like, nice.
Yes. Just yes.
Just right. Yes. Speaking of songs, the next episode. Ooh.
Let's get there, but first let's talk about letter grades real quick. Like, what do have?
Yeah, you're right. God, dude, I gotta give it an A+.
I do too.
These episodes are so good. They're so good. Like, these three episodes, I know that we said, like, at the end of you know, when we get done with this podcast fully, that we're probably gonna have, like, write down, like, our favorites. All three of these are in my favorites. Like, they're so good.
Yeah, they are, honestly, the first three seasons are the best television I've ever seen made. The last three seasons are probably the third best television I've ever seen made. And it's just so good. Like, there's a reason I'm sort of half ripping it off as I'm writing it, as we're writing. Like, this is so good.
Which we'll promote that at the end. We're writing a sitcom.
We are, but... and we have a podcast. Boom, boom.
Another one.
Like, this is bad, that will literally be my third show and the fourth on our network. It's ridiculous.
A podcast, just every bio I'm like, yeah, we gotta add the part of the Much Talk about,
well, at this point I've got a Much Talk network.
I know, you know, I just have to bio.
Do stuff for it. Like, we gotta start posting like simultaneously on both, but I haven't told anybody that. Anyway, interpretive dance. I'm sorry, you keep going.
No, you're good.
All right. Well, interpretive dance summary.
Oh, it's so good. Just first of all, Britta. So Troy and Britta are in an interpretive dance class. Slater and Jeff are dating, which I was like, okay, that was. I'm sorry, I missed a whole, like, did I miss a couple episodes? Where were you? Which was great. And then, God, I love the, what did you think about it? Like, what did you genuinely think about this episode?
Well, I loved it. I really liked some of Troy's lines, where he's, like, talking about the masculinity of dancing. He's like, girls are supposed to dance.
Yeah, it's so true.
But like, then, the second half of that, I really don't want to say because I would sound terrible, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious. I don't fully remember it, but it's I'm allowed to say it, I think.
Yes. Here, yes. I will
send me the screenshot.
Hold up, my browser just froze.
Oh no.
This is a crappy old laptop.
Yeah, well, you're good.
I will say it.
Say it. As a woman, I give you permission to say it. There, you're good.
This is my card. Girls are supposed to dance. That's why God gave them parts that jiggle. And I'm sorry, I died. I did. I'm like,
Jeff, I am so sorry about the other day.
Buddy, yesterday the group took a vote. And you seem to have figured out the rest of it.
Was it the high kick? Was it you, go girl? Oh, you guys think you're so cool.
No, we don't think we're cool at all.
I put myself out there for you. I laid my soul bare. I made you guys lemon squares with free-range eggs that I baked with my own hands.
Maybe a little less sugar next time.